This morning I'm going to share with you on the subject of faith versus sight. And I feel, having come again and to revisit this particular subject, I feel closer now and more settled in my understanding of it, and I'll continue to work it until I feel that it's good enough to be shared. But I keep many notes, and I have lots of files on this particular subject. I've been working for years. And as everything that I come across, the way God works with me is, it's a very simple, common sense truth. That's how I start out. I hear something, and it's so simple, and it's so logical, and it's so common sense that a lot of other people just look past it. But that's not the way my mind works. My mind works with little, simple, common sense truths. So much common sense and so logical that a PhD can't dispute it. That's the kind of common sense truths I'm talking about. Kind of truth like, if you don't drink water, you're going to die. Nobody in their right mind would ever dispute that truth. Okay? And the thing that steers me into this direction is one of those truths, and that truth is faith is spiritual. Now that's three little words, but it's big when you get to thinking about it. Faith is spiritual. Doctor used to teach us it was an inside job. Okay? Faith is spiritual. And when you think that through and you work that logic, you come up with great truths concerning faith. Church misunderstands faith, a lot of the people in the church. They define faith by its contrasting meaning. They say faith is something we have or something we have to do, as if faith can be manufactured by mankind himself. And if faith is spiritual, okay, that means it belongs to the spirit realm. I wrote down some of these things as I was understanding this morning. And what I wrote was, natural man can no more have spiritual faith than he can save himself. If the senses man can save himself, then he can have faith. I wrote, faith is exercising believing in the spirit realm. Natural man cannot manufacture faith because faith is spiritual. Faith is an inside job. Faith is a gift of God's grace given to the one who believes. Faith is a gift of God's grace given to the one who believes by seed in the New Testament and by a condition in the Old Testament. Faith without works is dead. Another way to say that is that you hold the word, but the word doesn't hold you. You're a hearer of the word, but not a doer of the word. It's like saying someone is born again without walking on the word. It's Christ within, but not outwardly manifested in your life. These terms are all synonymous with faith without works is dead. You have Christ within, but it's not manifested in your life.
to tell a believer that you have to have faith is like telling someone who is a believer that they have to be born again or saved, or that they have to receive the Holy Spirit, or that they have to have Christ within. The point to that is that when you are born again, you have faith. Faith is to the believer, the born again one, in the spirit realm, what believing is to the man of body and soul in the senses realm. Now just follow along with me. Faith is listed as a manifestation in 1 Corinthians 12. Faith is listed as a fruit in Galatians 5. And faith is listed as a gift in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. To try to define faith by one definition and box it in, you'll never get beyond that definition, because you'll try to interpret everything in light of that definition, and you can't make it fit. There's different usages of the word faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, and many years ago, this was the verse that got me started on this, verse 8. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now that verse, among other things, tells you that salvation is not of yourself. It's not of works. It tells you that you're saved through faith. The faith can't be of yourself, because it says that in the same verse. You can't manufacture faith to save yourself. It's a gift of God's grace. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. People think that it's their faith that gets them saved. That is not true. That's not what the verse says. The verse says, for by grace are you saved through faith. You are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. The faith that saves you is the faith of Jesus Christ, that you receive when you believe. Then you receive his faith. Now, the man of the senses confuses believing and works with God's gift of faith. The man of the senses has what's called senses faith. And because he has senses faith, he walks by his five senses. So faith relates, senses faith relates to the five senses. That which you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. It has been rightfully said that senses faith is the greatest spiritual counterfeit being pawned off in the church today. Because senses faith is when someone walks by their five senses and tries to receive spiritual results by walking by their senses. And the two contradict each other. That which is of the spirit is that is of the spirit. That which is of the flesh is of the flesh. The best way to bring faith's potential into focus is to let the word speak for itself. In Matthew chapter 19, in verse 26b, the scripture says, "With God, all things are possible." With God, all things are possible. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23b, it says, "All things are possible to him that believeth." To him that believeth. In the above statement, Matthew and Mark, we find the words, "All things are possible." One is with God, one is with the person who believes. Most Christians do not have much trouble accepting that with God all things are possible. But many of the same Christians have a problem to equally accept that all things are possible to the one who believes. Okay? And yet, the scripture declares both. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? It means that whatever God says is possible to us, in his word, the written word, or by revelation, is possible to the one who believes. That's what it means. If God says you can do this, if you can believe it, you can do it. That's what it means in practical terms. If he tells you that in the word, that means you can appropriate it by believing in your life. If he tells you by revelation, that means you can do the same. Now, faith is God's gift given to the believer at the time of the new birth. That's what faith is. Faith is wrapped up as part of the Holy Spirit, as part of the gift. It comes with the gift. It comes with Christ in you. It's part of it, but it's not all of it. You understand? Faith is a segment of God's grace given to you when you get born again. Again, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Thus you have the giver and the gift. And God gives you the gift. This gift is also called the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 3 verse 22 says, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. This promise and all other promises in God's word are given to you, the believer, by the faith of Jesus Christ as you believe. You believe. But the faith of Jesus Christ is given to you in the gift at the time of the new birth. That explains the scripture where it says, before faith came. It does not mean that there was no faith in the Old Testament. What it means is that the faith of Jesus Christ, there was a time where it was not existing. Before faith came is the day of Pentecost backwards. When faith came, it came on the day of Pentecost in the Holy Spirit, the gift of God, when a person got born again. That's when the faith of Jesus Christ came. That's the faith it's talking about in Galatians. Before faith came. You could say before it was available to get born again. You could say before it was available to have Christ in you. They're all synonymous. They're all wrapped up in the gift. And faith is wrapped up in the gift. Now, this is what helps me further that I didn't develop earlier. Between the Greek and the English, we have a linguistic misunderstanding concerning the word faith. In other words, when you take something from Greek and you bring it into English, sometimes there's no direct equivalent to put those words to say what they mean. So we have to choose other words. There's no such word as unfaith in the English. We use the word unbelieving because believing is a verb, and it is formed directly from the noun. Okay? It has the same stem. Once you are born again, you have the faith of Jesus Christ. You believe God's word to receive salvation. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe you receive the gift of Holy Spirit. Everything I'm telling you here, you already know. It's very simple. When you believe, you get born again, God gives you the gift of Holy Spirit. That is seed. Within that gift is something called faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 says this. This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Now that's King James. But the NIV gives that verse in a different translation. And I believe that the NIV is more accurate to the meaning of what the word is trying to convey than what the King James is saying. The NIV of Galatians 3:2 says, I would like to learn one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? They render the words, the hearing of faith, believing what you heard. How do you get the Spirit? Well, of course, you hear the word of faith, you believe, you receive. The New Jerusalem says, was it by the practice of the law or the believing in the message that you heard of the same verse? The NLT says, do you get the Holy Spirit by keeping the law? Of course not. The Holy Spirit came upon you only after you believe the message that you heard about Jesus Christ. The New Revised Standard says, do you get it by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Believing what you heard. In other words, you receive the Spirit of God. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, as you hear the word, you believe it, you confess it, you receive. Okay? You don't work your way for salvation. You don't obey the law for salvation. You don't keep the law for salvation. You believe, and that's a gift of God's grace. And it's given to you as you believe. The faith of Christ is wrapped up in the gift. It's part of the gift. Galatians 3:22. The scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Faith of Jesus Christ, the promise, is given in all other promises. It's given to them that believe. That by the faith of Jesus Christ, that by the faith of Jesus Christ, the promise is given. And all other promises. Faith of Jesus Christ, that by the faith of Jesus Christ, the promise is given to. Faith is the road that the promise comes down. Faith is the bridge that the promise and all promises of God cross. When the believer is down at the bottom believing to receive. It is faith that is the channel. Faith is the bridge. Faith is the pathway that the promises of God come through to get to the believer. Not your faith. The faith of Jesus Christ. You believe. But it's by His faith that connects you to God to receive the promises. The faith of Jesus Christ is part of the new nature. The new nature is also a gift given to us at the time of the new birth. It's a gift of God's grace. It's given to us at the time and part of the new birth. It is not all of the new birth, but it is part of the new birth. Walking, listen, in the new nature is exercising faith. And exercising faith is walking in the new nature. Walking by the Spirit is exercising faith.
And exercising faith is walking in or by the Spirit. Walking on the Word is exercising faith. And exercising faith is walking on the Word. And this is the one I didn't understand until just recently. Thus, in light of what I'm teaching you, believing is exercising faith. And exercising faith is believing. And this is what doctor taught us. Let me explain. Believing is a verb. And a verb connotes action. And in this context, believing is exercising faith. When a person is believing God's word and acting accordingly, he is walking in faith. Natural man cannot walk by faith. Natural man walks by sight. He walks by sight. The only people who can walk by faith are people who have faith. And the only way to get faith is to get born again. Natural man has what he calls faith. But as we were taught, it's called senses faith. Because it relates to that of the senses. And it relates to that which he can see. Spiritual man has not only senses faith, but he also has spiritual faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. As natural man's faith relates to the senses and the world and that which he can see, the spiritual man's faith relates to the spirit, to the spiritual world, and that which he cannot see. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, please. You see, spiritual faith is to the believer as believing is to the senses man. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The word substance in the Greek is the word hypostasis. The word hypostasis means that which stands under something. Faith is so real in the spirit realm that it's called a substance. Faith provides the basis for something else. And underlies something else. The verse goes on to say that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith deals with things we cannot see. We cannot see. Faith relates itself to the invisible realities of life. Thus, faith deals with the spiritual end of life. Faith is the substance. It's the hypostasis. You can't see it, but it's real. It's so real, it's called the substance. Now, this is what I thought of this morning. How could I teach you this and illustrate it to you? And I came up with a hairdryer. If I was to take a hairdryer and turn it on, the wind that would blow out of it, you could not see. Couldn't see. But if I were to take a piece of paper and put it here, put a little string on it so it wouldn't fly away, and I turned the hairdryer on, you know what the paper's going to do? It's going to do this. Now you know that there's something underneath of that, that this paper is standing on, but you can't see it with your senses. That's what faith is. Faith is that unseeable force in this particular context that's holding up that paper, that's standing under it, supporting it, that can never be seen with the senses. It can only be seen with the spiritual eye. And it can only be seen with the spiritual eye as it's related to you by the Word of God and defined by the Word of God what it is. Faith deals with things we cannot see. It's that air holding it up. We can't see it. It's invisible. It's a spiritual realm. Faith relates itself to the invisible realities of life. Faith deals with the spiritual. In Hebrews 11, the Word of God contrasts things that are seen with things that are not seen. It sets a contrast between that which is visible and that which is invisible. Invisible. Our senses connect us to the visible world which can be seen. Sense is faith. That's how we get information. It connects us. You got it? But faith takes us behind the visible to the invisible, the underlying reality by which the whole universe can be seen, by which the whole universe was indeed formed. The two realities that faith connects us to is God and His Word. That's what faith connects us to. In this way, the faith of Jesus Christ is the bridge that spans the chasm between the natural man and the invisible God in the spirit realm. And that's what he drew in PFAO. That I never understood it the way I understand it now. The faith of Jesus Christ is the bridge that spans the chasm. How are we going to get from man to God? It took a mediator. Man can believe. And as man believes, the faith of Jesus Christ connects and comes. And now it attaches you. It connects you by seed to God forever. And all of the promises of God are now, through this extension cord of faith, if you will, connected permanently to the believer for the rest of his life. That's what faith is. The faith of Jesus Christ. Man has no faith. Man can't save himself. Man can't have faith to get saved. That's a contradiction of terms. How can you be saved to be saved? Or have salvation to be saved. That's what you say when you say, man, you got to have faith. You say, no, you don't. You have to believe to get faith to be saved. And the faith is a gift. And it's given to you by God because of Jesus Christ and what he did, not what we did. It's all about what he did, not what we did. That's why he said senses, faith is the greatest spiritual fraud going on in the world today, the greatest spiritual counterfeit, and that's what happens with man. Man thinks that he can work his way to receive spiritual results. So man makes rules, he makes regulations, he tries to walk better, he tries to read better, he tries to retemporize better, he tries all these things, which in and of itself is not a bad thing, but if you're doing that to receive spiritual reality that you already got, you're wrong. You're wrong. You can't do it. It's been given to you. Just receive it. And walk in that nature. You understand? It's not something you make. It's not something you manufacture. It's not something that you have to do. The only thing you have to do is believe that you have it and walk out on it. That's what it means when it says faith without works is dead. You have faith if you're born again. But if you don't exercise it in your walk by believing what the word says, it's dead to you. It does you no good. It's like being a hearer of the word and not a doer. It does you no good. It's where he said, you hold the word, but the word doesn't hold you. Because you're not acting accordingly. You're not exercising faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, now, for we walk by faith and not by what? The senses man walks by sight. He walks by what he can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. We don't walk that way. We walk by faith. What does it mean to walk by faith? It simply means that we know the word of God and we exercise and believe and walk accordingly. That's what it is to walk by faith. What does the word say? And what the word says many, many times will contradict what the senses tell you. Because the senses deal with things that you can see. The word and faith deals with things that are unseen realities. If we walk by sight, we don't have a need for faith. And if we walk by faith, we don't have a need for sight. Because the two are going to be contradictory towards one another. And each excludes the other. You make up your mind how you want to walk. I told you that faith connects us to two unseen realities, or two realities. That's God and to His Word. The senses connects us to the world and the things of the world. You have to decide how you want to walk. You want to walk by the world's standards, or do you want to walk by God's standards? To walk by faith is to walk by God's Word, either revealed or by written. To walk by sight is to walk by the standards of the world using your senses. In secular speech, this confuses it further. We talk about having faith in many contexts. I have faith in this medicine. It's going to do its job. I have faith in this diet. I have faith in the economy. Or we have faith in a political leader. These are all usages of the word faith. But faith is not used that way in the Bible. Man uses it that way. God doesn't use it that way. Faith in the Bible relates itself to things we cannot see with the natural eye. It relates itself to God and His Word in manifestation in our lives. That's what faith relates itself to. Faith doesn't talk about the senses, except not to look at them. This explains why, when the Bible talks about seeing their faith, they acted upon what God gave them and manifested the result. Thus, you can see a person's faith. When you see a person walking out, speaking the Word of God to a group of people, what you are seeing is you're seeing their faith. Because they are acting upon the Word of God. They're exercising it. Do you understand? I can see he's laying hands on a person. You understand? I can see his faith. It's not his faith per se. It's what he believes. Spiritually what he believes. Because faith deals with believing when it's spiritual. And that's why the word believing was used and to represent faith. But it is not to be confused with man's believing. Faith is exercising believing in God's word. Spiritual faith. Believing is being exercised in the senses realm when you receive from the five senses. Now, only a man who's born again or a woman who's born again can exercise spiritual believing, spiritual faith. The two are synonymous in that context. You cannot exercise faith unless you have faith, and you can't manufacture faith because it's a gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. But once he gives it to you in the gift, in the new nature, in the Christ in you, you have it. Now you can exercise it. What you do with it is going to be your business. You can walk by it. You can lay hands on people and exercise it, receive results. You can believe it and act accordingly. Or you can choose to believe your senses and act according to your senses. But you always must understand that faith relates itself to things we cannot see with the natural eye. Can't see it. It says that in Hebrews. So that means it's spiritual. You cannot see faith because faith is invisible and it deals with things that are not seen. It's so real, it's called a substance, but that which it deals with is invisible. It's spiritual. If it was visible, it would be recognized by the senses. And the only way faith is recognized by the senses is when it's exercised by a believer and manifested in the senses realm. Then you can see the result of faith. You can't see the faith itself, but you can see the result of it. You can see the person walking on it. You cannot see faith per se, but you can see the manifestation of faith, listen to this, or the expression of faith in a person's life. That you can see. You understand? You can't see the spirit in me when I speak in tongues. But you can see the expression of it. You can see the manifestation of that spirit. Faith is the same way. It's invisible. It deals with things that are invisible. It's an underlying reality. But when it's exercised by believing and you express it, you manifest it, then you can see it in the senses realm. You don't believe to get faith. You don't believe. It's not the believing per se. It's the operation of the gift. You believe to operate the gift that's already in you, the faith that's already in you. You understand? And this is where people mess it up. They think, well, I just believe I have faith. Well, no, you don't. You got to be born again. And then you got to be hooked into the Word of God, doing what the Word says. Then you can exercise faith. Natural man can't exercise faith. He has no faith. He has senses faith. He can't just believe and perform miracles. You need a spirit of God to do that. Look at Hebrews 1. This will pay attention to look at. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Remember I told you you could see the manifestation of faith. You could see the expression of faith. Hebrews 1, 3, the beginning of that says, who, talking about Jesus Christ, being the brightness of his glory, the expressed image of his person. Of his person. The word person here in Hebrews can be misleading. Now I understand how they got it, and I'm going to show you how they got it. But the Greek reads of his hypostasis. Hypostasis. The American Standard reads, he's the very image of his substance. Bible in Basic English, of his substance. The express image of his substance. Darby, Douay, Bishop, Tyndale, and Young all have the word substance, which agrees with the Greek hypostasis, which agrees with Hebrews 11:1. Substance of things not seen, hypostasis of things not seen. Thus it reads, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his substance. Remember I told you faith deals with things that aren't seen, the things that aren't seen? It says that in Hebrews. The meaning here in Hebrews 1:3 is that God is, listen, invisible, can't see him, things not seen. The underlying substance, he is the underlying basis of which Jesus Christ the Son is the visible expression. That's what it means. The invisible God stands under and provides the basis for what Jesus Christ did. Jesus walked in faith. He walked in faith. Faith provided in Hebrews 11, faith provides the basis for something else. Faith stands under. You understand? It supports. It provides the platform, the basis for something else that's going to be on top of it. Faith provides the basis. Now, faith is the substance. Substance, hypostasis, that which stands under. Faith provides the platform, the basis for something else. The life and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ was a manifestation and expression of God's gift of faith. How do you like that? It stood under his whole life. That was what he stood on. That was the basis of his whole life in ministry. It was a manifestation of God's faith. Because he always did what the Father said to do. Jesus walked by faith, not by sight. The sight told him, the senses told him, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. His sister, Lazarus' sister, reminded him, surely by now he stinketh. Jesus said, I don't walk by the senses. I don't walk by the reports given by the world and the things of the world. I walk by what my Father tells me. I walk by what? Faith. And you saw that faith in operation. You saw the expression of it. You saw the manifestation of it when Lazarus came what? See it? 1 Corinthians 2:14 teaches us that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. And that's very simple, because in order to have the things of the Spirit of God, you got to have what? First, the what? The receiver. The receiver in this case is what? Holy Spirit. New birth, right? Then once you get that, you're plugged in. Doctor, you say you're tapped in. The line that taps you in is the faith of Jesus Christ. That's the line that taps you in. You don't have the line. God drops the line down to you, and by your believing, you grab it. But you didn't make the line. You never had the line. You don't plug in to God. You understand? He drops it down to you, and you grab it by believing. That's how it works. As if man could plug into God. Man can't do anything right, let alone plug into God. If man could plug into God, why do we need Jesus Christ? You know why we need Jesus Christ? Because man can't plug into God, even if he had an extension ladder. He can't do it. That's why we need Jesus Christ. Natural man has no biblical faith. He cannot. He has senses faith, or what they call sometimes trust, that which he gathers from his senses. There is a temporal world, and there is an eternal world, or an eternal realm. The temporal, or the senses, is that which we can see and contact through our senses. That's the man of body and soul. The eternal realm, or the eternal world, or the spiritual world, we cannot see. And faith is the one thing that connects us to the unseen realities of God and his word, to the spirit realm. And it's the faith of Jesus Christ that connects us. Faith rises above our own abilities and makes God's possibilities available to us. And that's exactly what I meant when I first started out and says, all things are possible with God. And then it says all things are possible to us who believe. Faith rises above and rises above our abilities, and it makes God's possibilities available to us as we believe. But we have the connection. We have the bridge that spans the chasm. We're plugged in. And we're plugged in by the faith of Jesus Christ. Once we receive the faith of Jesus Christ, we receive the new nature. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive Christ within. On and on and on and on and on. And we, from that point forward, are able to manifest or to express that in the senses realm as we walk believingly. And that's why the word believingly is used. Believe. Because when you believe, in this context, you are expressing faith. Because you're in the Word, walking on the Word. And that's how those two fit. Faith enables us to trust God and His Word without demanding other evidence. Okay? Hebrews 11 says, now faith is a substance for things which are what? Not seen. Faith enables us to trust God without any visible expression of evidence in the senses realm. Why? Because it connects us to God and to His Word. And as the natural man relates to the world through his senses faith, we relate to God in the things of the Spirit through spiritual faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. And it's the eternal world, the spiritual realm that God wants us to live in and be in home in and be at home with. See? And that's why, almost 40 years later, you understand the battle of the senses. Because it's always a battle for that which is seen and that which is not seen. For that which the world says and for that which the Word says. And it's invisible over here and can only be received by faith, as you believe. But over here you got all the evidence in the world first. And doesn't that fit with what you all been taught? You see, because in the olden days you had to see first and then what? Believe. But now, you know what God requires? That you what? You believe. And in many incidents, you confess. And then you what? You receive. Now, you know, there's a lot more. And I'm just, but you get the CD, you listen to that. Because there's a lot in there. And I believe I'm getting closer to where I understand how he used believing as an expression of faith in the senses realm, as opposed to senses faith as an expression of faith or trust in what man says. And I think just understanding that, I believe he was pointing to the spiritual when he used that word believing, exercising faith, believing, and the senses, man, has senses faith. If we can make that delineation and understand those two points, I think that'll clear up much of the misunderstanding about faith. Okay? And that's all I got for you this morning. Come sing something, Carmen. It'll be good. Amen.